Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I know we've gone through in the past the book of Revelation about the millennium, but there's some interesting facts that most people know about the millennium. This 1,000-year reign of Christ. In the Old Testament, saints were looking toward the kingdom, and they did not know anything about the time period. The same thing about the New Testament saints. They knew there was a kingdom coming. Matter of fact, the Lord taught his disciples to pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And so there is going to be a coming kingdom. And it wasn't until Revelation chapter number 20 that time specified. It's 1,000 years. It's the millennial reign of Christ. We see it mentioned in Revelation chapter number 20 numerous times. But there's some interesting facts that goes on in the millennium. And this sheet of paper that was handed out. By the way, did everybody get a paper? That a lot of people are not aware of about the millennium. And so we just want to go through these things. And again, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, that on Thursday morning we have Bible study in the office in the mission building over there on Thursdays at 10 o'clock. And you're welcome to come. Matter of fact, next couple Thursdays we'll be talking about this. And then we've got some other interesting subjects. So that's open to anybody who'd like to attend Thursday at 10 o'clock. Anyway, with this before you, turn me to Isaiah chapter 4 and verse number 1. You have these Bible references that's before you with these statements that are made. I wanted to let you know this was not opinions. This is not my point of view, but it's what the Bible says about the millennium and some wonderful truths that we can find in the millennium. And we find in Isaiah chapter number 4, beginning in verse number 1, you notice the first point in your paper. It says, most men will be killed by the end of the tribulation, leaving only a few men to enter into the millennium. Now, while you're finding the book of Isaiah chapter number 4, let me remind you, if you can think back about our study of the millennium, only saved people enter into the kingdom. Only saved people enter into the millennial reign of Christ. So these few men that we find that enter into the millennium, they're saved people. And they were saved during the tribulation period, and we'll get to that even later on in my morning message to refer to that. But I want you to get the idea that only a few will enter into the millennium. Isaiah chapter number 4, verse number 1. And in that day, again, this is speaking of the millennium, 7 women will take hold of 1 man, saying, we will eat of our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. Now you get the picture. There's 7 to 1. At least that kind of gives us at least you've got something. 7 to 1. Now, why are all these men gone? Well, just before the millennium, remember something called the Battle of Armageddon, where the Antichrist and the false prophet gathers an innumerable about hundreds of millions of men to get together in that Valley of Megiddo to make war against Jerusalem. And Jesus comes in the Revelation and he destroys them. He slays them all. So we see hundreds of millions of men wiped off the face of the earth. And the Bible tells us, turn me to Isaiah 24 now. And we'll put that thought together. Isaiah 24, verse number 1. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty and make it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth the inhabitants thereof. Then look at verse number 6. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. Okay, so we see again that this designation. Now, we know what this time period is talking about. It's talking about the tribulation period, where during tribulation period, the Lord, the Bible says, turns this earth upside down. In other words, he shakes it. And I mentioned it many, many times, and it's a good time to throw this in, about the mark of the beast. Remember, a lot of people talk about the mark of the beast, how it would be a computer chip. You've heard about this. Great Bible men, scholars, and commentators talked about putting a chip under their skin or in their hand, you know, and so that when you go to Publix or whatever, you run your hand or whatever, beep, beep, you know, that scan that thing. Okay, there's a real problem with that. We find that during the tribulation period, we just read one reference, that God's going to shake this earth and not literally turn it upside down, but the thought is turn it on its head. There's going to be so much chaos and destruction upon this earth that people are not going to go to Publix and operate that way anymore. Give you an idea. When we have hurricanes around here, remember the power gets shut out for days and days, sometimes weeks. I remember when we were years ago, we lived out in Alturas. And we lived at the end of a run for, was that people, Electric, Bartow Electric. At the end of their run, and everybody else for Bartow Electric got their power back, and we were without power for a couple weeks, that we didn't have power at all. And so with that thought in mind, can you imagine during the tribulation period when God literally pours his judgment out upon this earth, people will not be able to buy then like they're buying now. So there's going to be one foolproof method for the mark of the beast, and I believe it's so. And I think it's going to be a tattoo or some kind of a brand on the forehead and all. And this is a reference because this earth will be shaken and turned upside down. It's going to be not as the world as we know it. So the thought of this first point that we just saw, few men will be left. We just read in Isaiah 4:1 that the ladies, they're 7-1, that said, hey, you don't have to give us child support. We don't need alimony. You don't have to pay for our groceries. You don't have to pay for our food, clothing. Just give us a child, because there's so few men that are left because of the destruction of the earth, the battle of Armageddon, and they enter to the millennium in their physical bodies. There will be a lot more women than men. I'm sure the Mormons would be happy about that. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, you get the picture. There will be more women than men because of the ratio. And that's why there's few men left. It's because of the devastation on the earth, the battle of Armageddon, and then the ones who enter into the millennium. We see the, okay, second point. I could stay on this a while. Let's move on. Old Testament saints. Now, for who I'm talking about Old Testament saints, I'm talking about Adam, Moses, Jacob, Joseph, all the old David, all the Old Testament saints we read about in Scripture. Old Testament saints are resurrected at the end of the tribulation period and enter into the millennium, into the kingdom. Now, turn with me, but all right, I see it says Job, but I should have thrown this one in there. Turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. Let me give you a breakdown. Now, verse number 23, 1 Corinthians 15. Matter of fact, it wouldn't hurt if you have a pen to write that in here, okay? 1 Corinthians 15, 23. Old Testament saints are resurrected at the end of the tribulation period, and they enter to the kingdom. Now, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 23, it talks about the resurrection. It's that great resurrection chapter. And in verse 23, it says this, and every man in his own order. That word order talks about that appointed time. And a lot of people skip over that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.